right, it's time for Puck Off. Fraser Smith here, Joe Bartnick over there, and we have a very special guest, Joe.
Yes, we're welcome back, the great Jose Galvez.
Yes. Yes.
Hello,
Jose.
Guys. Good
How
to be
you?
Back.
Wonderful.
Straight from the, the Coors, what do they call it, the Summer Classic? With
The Winter Classic? No, the Stadium Series.
Stadium game. Series.
Yeah. It was like a Summer Classic.
It is. The Kings are now 8-0. Once
eight
I ruled them dead. Remember I said, as configurated, not looking good,
Captain. Why don't you do that more often?
I know. I my sex life is dead.
See, now you're doing it. Reverse psychology.
Reverse psychology. But yeah. So how, other than one of the biggest Kings fans I know. So right. Other than the victory, how was the experience?
It was good. I did not go to Dodger Stadium last year for some, I don't know why. Wasn't really. For some reason, whatever. But the Sharks game, it happened. All my friends went to the Dodger Stadium game saying, I have to go. So I went, drove up with 9 of my friends, all sat in a row. And it was awesome, like being with just 70,000 people, like watching a hockey game.
Yeah, that's cool.
Just that. Whole, you know, when you walk into a stadium for the first time, you get that whoa kind of feeling.
I wanted to go so bad, but I was in the hospital with my surgery, but I won't talk about that. But yeah, I wanted to go just for that experience to be around 70,000 California hockey fans.
Yeah.
And you wanted to especially go because now that you have 2 rings, you wanted to polish them in the face of the Sharks.
And the Kings are looking, and you pointed this out, it's the first time an outdoor game has really meant something.
Right. No, it was a huge game for both teams fighting for that last spot.
Yep.
And you know, the reverse sweep and the 2 cups, they got, you know, I've got immunity. Nothing they can say. But one Northern California person did say, you know that LA is the armpit of California, right?
Well, they've never been to Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, is that what you got? Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Have you been to Lodi?
Yeah. Yeah. and they've never driven on the 99. Yeah,
right. Apparently Central not. Valley? Come
yeah.
on.
Yeah. Well, you know, so it was a good experience.
Oh, it was wonderful. Yeah. And, you know, like, you know how it's in San Jose, so it's all tech, you know, savvy.
Yes. I don't even know where is that. I mean, I used to live up there for 19 years, but where is the stadium?
It's Santa Clara. So, like, just north of San Jose, sort of next to Sunnyvale, right in that hole.
Sunnyvale? Right, okay, yeah. I know where that's
at. So one thing I was excited about, they had this app, the Levi's Stadium app, and you can order from your seat. Food and drinks from your seat, and they deliver it to your seat.
Wow,
for a $5 charge.
We got to get that on the podcast.
I wonder if they order a hits for like Raider games over there.
Well, yeah.
I reserve a stabbing in section 50.
Yeah, take that guy out in section.
I need a shank in the men's room for the Niners.
But yeah, so
don't give any ideas.
I put in my order, excited, like this is great. All stadiums should have an in-seat delivery system.
Yeah, that's great.
And you know, 2 periods in, didn't get my food. Checked my order, voided. I guess, I don't know, maybe they don't know how to work it yet, but it's a good idea.
Good execution.
Maybe they saw your Kings jersey.
I think so. They might, you know?
They did that to meet the Kings one time. I know it was in San Jose. I was wearing my Captain Ron Francis jersey, and they ran up with the pizza, and they went to give it to me.
Yeah.
And I went to grab it, and they pulled it away.
What?
Yeah. Oh, come on.
But that's what you say. Well, and the Sharks actually tried.
Mm-hmm.
Which is amazing for, I mean, we talk about this a lot on the show, is they, all of them except for, I think, Pavelski and Burns are just waiting to be traded.
Right.
I guess that was the showcase, like, hey, Marlowe's like, hey, look at me on national TV, get me out of here.
The ice was terrible, though. Like, I had a buddy with binoculars checking it out, and they said, oh, the ice is awful.
What was the weather? I mean,
it was cold, but apparently it was humid, and it was effing with all the, I don't know, they had the tons of people scooping up stuff.
Well, later you said it went down to the low 50s, but what was it at game time?
I don't know, maybe high 50s, 58, 59.
So did you have decent seats, good seats, bad seats?
Pretty good. We were on where the Kings shoot twice, and it was fine. I was watching the scoreboard sometimes, watching the ice sometimes, you know.
You weren't behind a bush or a tree?
No. I was wondering what the hell was going on around that. It was
some
landscaping. Was
going on
some
there,
strange
yeah.
stuff.
They
some
made it like it was like looked like
thing.
The Bay Area. It's like, no, there's no bridges.
Right.
There's no What about the and could you see the game?
I could see the game fine, like since I've watched a lot of hockey, I know the flow of it. a couple of my friends who were sort of new to the game were like, "Where's what's happening?" And like, so it's a little difficult for the noob, but for somebody like me that's watched.
And they had the Megatron, the big screen going.
The Megatron,
so you could watch that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I watched that for replays and things like that.
And the big question: did you like the white pants?
The white pants? No, they look like little stormtroopers out there.
Yeah, I thought they looked like they were like, when you make your own player in a video game.
Right.
Yeah, it's a Granimal hockey.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder what the players thought of them, too. I bet they hated them, too.
I don't know.
I mean, if they had a stripe down the side or something just to sort of not make it look like boxer shorts.
Yeah, just didn't look like...
Looked like the equipment manager forgot to bring the the pants.
Yeah, and, it's reasonable.
Could happen.
Right. A reasonable answer.
Yeah.
No, but I loved it. But it's funny how the home teams are 4-11 in the Stadium Series games.
Is that really
right?
Well,
wow. Did you see what happened is this time the Kings just flew in and didn't do the whole, hey, family skate, and they came in down to business,
Well, they had to win that game.
Right. Well, hey, the Sharks have to, too.
It was a big game.
No, absolutely. It was. That's what made it really great was it really mattered. Yeah. It wasn't just, let's go on TV and free skate. Everyone's in the playoffs.
Right.
And of course, John Scott was an ass. Again,
of course,
he wanted to go with Green. And the best is Green's like, it's one, he literally, you could read his lips. He goes, "What are you doing?"
He's like, "Come on, this is my moment. This is my moment.
It's like, John Scott will, try to ruin anything purely.
Of course he will.
Mm-hmm. But we're going to, of course, utilize Mr. Galvez because he's a genius.
Well, he is a genius. He's the world's biggest Kings fan. Now, so, they've won 8 in a row, the Kings. And what do they have to do before they're safely in the playoffs?
I think we're now finally seeing Kings hockey in this streak. Quick's GAA is under 2. I felt like the whole defense, that like lots of mind lapses and breakdowns and Quick not looking sharp, and now that's kind of solidified and everything's sort of falling into place and they're winning the games they're not supposed to even now and things like that.
I think the Kings are in because Calgary has lost.
Yep.
They lost their third period mojo.
Yeah, they have.
Really. I mean, the Ducks ate it up.
Yeah.
The Ducks had 5 in a row. Scored five in a row in the third on them. I think Vancouver's hanging on. I mean, yep. Eddie Lack.
Right.
You're gonna sail with that ship, mm-hmm. And then the Sharks are all waiting to get traded. Valsi's waiting to get the sea ironed on them.
Mm-hmm.
And McKellen is waiting to take Disco Dan's job.
They are slipping away.
They are definitely slipping away.
So, the King, it's theirs to lose. And now look at Anaheim. Gibby, God bless it. Thank God they waived Brizgalov, so at least that won't be an option for barbecue.
Yeah. He'd look for one now.
He'd be looking for Brizgalov, and they did a big thing was they broke up Perry and Getzlaff.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't even put Perry with Kessler. Now they're on 3 different lines.
Mm. That's weird.
And they traded Smith-Pelly.
Who looked good on that line in the playoffs last year.
He looked great on that line. And 2 guys from Southern California who I thought would look great in a Penguin uniform.
Right.
Each had their face decided. Smith-Pelly for CCAC. I don't know about – I'd rather have Smith-Pelly than CCAC. I watch a lot of Montreal games. But to each his own, I'm never gonna doubt the GM of Montreal is a great GM.
Right. Therrien.
He's the coach. The old defenseman. Can't think of his name right now.
Bergevin.
That's why we have him here.
Yeah.
Nice.
But the other one is Jordan Nolan signed 3-year deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that? They kept him.
I thought he was the ultimate Kings trade bait. They must feel as good as I do. They're going to make the playoffs.
we must give him
the money. I mean, I thought for sure
you were saying he was trade bait.
And I thought they both. Him and Pelly would look great as Pittsburgh Penguins.
Right.
I really, especially no, Jordan great. Nolan, especially Jordan.
You know that Clifford signed today? Just signed for 5 years.
Did he?
About a couple hours ago. Yeah.
Wow! Look at hot off the press. Right. Even hotter off the press. A guy who will look even better in the Kings uniform, and this is the Penguins uniform. And then we'll get off of it because I know Jaromir Jagr is now
it's Jagr watch
officially 50-50. Coming home.
Wow. Wow.
Coming home. Coming home.
So who does he play with?
Gino. They move Kunitz down to third line. I would think – I thought Kunitz would have to go. I don't know who's going to have to go. Maybe the weak-kneed Christian Ehrhoff will never come back.
He's not working out.
Of course he's not working out. He's a weak wristed. He's a booming shot. Well, what's he doesn't when guys play on losers forever, they become losers. And that's just the way. You don't go from Vancouver, he lost. He went to Buffalo, got hung out to dry. Now he's used to losing. So I'm used to seeing him scratched. But you know, I mean, he's not coming back anyway. And Paul Martin's not coming back. I mean, you know, Paul Martin's going to make somebody incredible next year. He's either going to make Dallas incredible or he's going to make the Avalanche incredible. They're the two teams I always root for to be loving the Central. You know, those are our teams. We love the Avs. We love the great Lindy
like
Ruff,
Winnipeg.
Who got screwed by the Red Wings. We'll talk about that.
I was very happy with that.
Paul Martin will go to one of those two teams for insane money. And it turned the whole ship around. Because Martin was great in New Jersey. He's been a great Penguin. He's going to want way too much money.
Yeah.
You know what made my day? I was at the Comedy Store the other night, and there's a row of people in the audience from Winnipeg. So we're talking after the show, and I go, we propped up the Jets on the show and everything. They're all Red Wing fans. Red Wing fans who live in Winnipeg.
Winnipeg, they haven't fallen in love with Big Buff.
They admitted that the team's looking good.
Yeah. I mean, I gotta admit. I love everybody in the Central except the teams that are doing good. I don't like Nashville. They don't like St. Louis.
Right.
Other than Chicago. I love everybody else. Oh, and Minnesota.
That's always been a sore spot.
I'm extending a leaf branch this show.
Yeah, you got to.
I'm extending a leaf branch for a team that played like dogs, and I really shouldn't have. They wanted Yo fired. They played like – you know that.
Yeah.
They played like dogs. All their fans, why you hate them?
Right.
Because they played like dogs. But we're going to extend a leaf branch.
An olive branch.
An olive branch. One other thing that happened over the weekend.
Maple leaf branch.
The 35th anniversary of the greatest hockey event in the history of mankind.
Yep.
The Miracle on Ice. Where were you in the Miracle on Ice? Were you born yet?
I was a year old.
Okay.
Living in Singapore.
Okay. So it affected your life immensely.
No, but I will say that, you know, Al Michaels called that game big, longtime Kings
fan. Oh, yeah. Still, they love Al Michaels. They showed him last night on the game. Where were you, Captain?
I was in Singapore. I was 48 years old. I was in on KLOS radio in the mornings.
Oh, right on.
In Los Angeles.
Yeah, and awesome. Did you watch it in?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was, of course, everyone had that. It is one of those things you remember where you were.
Yeah.
And it was an unbelievable.
But a good one. It not was like 9/11 or whatever. Like a good
Erwin
one.
Kennedy got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was, But the thing about it is this new documentary showing the Soviet team. That's what I want to see.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet either. There's another one. The Last Gladiators. Everyone's been tweeting me to see. And it's on Netflix. And when I get a chance
What is it about?
It's all the final run of goons.
With
like Knuckles Nylon and like all the last great era of the good. Okay.
No, I'd like to see that too. But the Soviet Army one, you know, parallels the whole Miracle on Ice.
Right. Well, it's the anti Miracle on Ice.
Because that's the team. Yeah, that's the team they
chokers
played.
Chokers on Ice.
Yeah. Well, and they were a superior team. I mean, that's what shows that moment was really something. Yeah. Because
it was like barbecue coached that game. It's take out the greatest goaltender of all time.
Well, that was ridiculous.
Right.
What was that, by the way?
That's in Barbecue's coaching manual. You see, Team Mussolini was at the game against the Red Wings. That's how they had the big comeback.
Well, see.
Timu, they gave him a standing O, everyone except Boudreaux. I think Boudreaux got
this
a finger.
This is a rough couple of games for me to watch.
Man.
Red Wings losing a shootout to Anaheim. Should have won that game. We were up 2-0. Right?
Well,
Datsyuk had a couple of goals.
Well, what happened was when we left last Wednesday, I was happy for you because they beat the Blackhawks.
Right.
Jimmy Howard won a shootout, which he doesn't do. Things were all looking up.
We look good, and then we lose these two.
The West is tough, though.
And
the
Kings,
And
that Kings game last night could have gone either way.
Either way.
Quickie made a nice stop, though.
Mm-hmm.
on one play that could have been a goal.
Yeah, Quick has many.
He's back now. I feel like he's
yeah, everything's fine.
On his game again. Mm-hmm.
Quick has many in the save of the week. He has many up the up.
And
up
Gustafson, who is much maligned on this show, played pretty well.
Monster played good.
I think in the lobby. I don't think I've been too hard on him.
We did say he wasn't a great backup.
Well, yeah. I think it's an epidemic, Jose. The league is filled with horrible back. Speaking of horrible back, the guy from Boston is. Rask is playing every second.
Right.
It's killing. The one backup they had to throw out of town, they bring in Subban's brother. Mm-hmm. He got shelled. Mm-hmm. Like, he has to go to therapy. He didn't even one period. He just got run. He got run out of the building. He literally got run out of the building. it happened. Lindy Ruff would be in a better spot. That's where they finally got rid of Lynn back. But kind of too little too late, they brought in Enroth. But Enroth is good for that, as a good backup for that. Compared to Lindback, Lindback was getting – I know they don't play any defense in Dallas.
No.
But, Lindback wasn't stopped. It was like he was moving out of the way. Like he didn't want to get hit by the puck.
That was my old style.
Well, you fooled him.
Let me get out of here. Yeah.
They're aiming for the holes, and you're filling the holes by getting out of the way.
Yeah, that was my plan.
Hit them where they ain't.
Didn't really work.
I find it interesting about the Miracle on Ice, because I was watching it, was that Eruzioni thought they had a chance. Now, I know this is like revisionist history.
Well, it's easy to say now.
But he gave a good point, right? They beat the Czechoslovakians with the Stastny brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like Czechoslovakia. That's like the Russian light. Mm-hmm. Like they were like army team, you know. And then they tied Pelle Lindbergh and the Swedes.
But just a week before, they lost to the Soviet team 10-3.
Right. I know. But Rizzioni also said that he thought that Canada let the Russians off the hook. He said he thought Canada had him beat, and they let him off the hook. That's just I'm just.
Well, that American team, question I would have would be, what would happen if you played a 7-game series?
Oh, they'd lose.
They'd lose them all, right?
Yeah. Well, they'd
except
lose.
That one game.
Yeah.
It'd be
a 5-game series.
That's what makes it exciting. The other couple points this week, Eric Desjardins had his name retired. They don't retire numbers, and I guess they can't count in Philly. He had his number, his name retired.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Shots fired from Dom Herrera's cousin will be attacking
yeah,
me.
Dom's cousin.
With Desjardins, I have my memory of him as him destroying my Melrose Kings in 93.
Yeah,
that's
the thing. Desjardins is a Canadian. He's a Montreal Canadian.
Yeah, right.
That's my point. My point is he's one of the only five Flyers I've ever respected.
Right.
No, I've asked this question. Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Well, it's in the five R.
Who are the five?
Desjardins, former Canadian.
Hartnell.
Hartnell, former Predator.
Right. Simmons,
former
wow.
King.
Good.
Johnny LeClaire, former Canadian. The only natural-born Flyer I like is the great 88. The night
Eric
train.
Lindros.
Yeah,
Eric,
you always like Lindros.
And Lindros got screwed there. And speaking of guys that, speaking of big guys who, speaking of big news, did you see Sidney Crosby fought Vince?
We had to get to this.
Yep.
Sidney finally got in a fight. What happened?
It's a six fight. I've seen better fights on Mob Wives.
Hey, don't even get the Basketball Wives involved.
Well, no.
There's a lot of energy
I love Drita.
Spent
I love
on that fight.
Drita, if you're listening, please, I'll get the horse. I love Drita. Love Drita.
No, I like the wives. What prompted this fight?
Well, Dubinsky's been, last year in the playoffs, he was messing with him the whole time. And then this year, they got beat by they were in the losing streak. Something had to change. So he took it in his own hands, and they ended up blowing that game anyway in the last minute. But Sid dropped the gloves. I don't know
about that. I love it.
What I liked even better was my man Gino over the weekend when they're losing, things are down. I was worried last week. Gino said, "Everybody just relax."
The Aaron Rodgers thing.
Yeah, they went out. They beat St. Louis 4-2 with the backup goalie. It was 4-0, and then they Florida's on the up and up, and they are up 5-0 against them.
Great.
And Gino led by example. Assist, two big goals against Florida. That's leadership's not willy-nilly dropping your gloves, looking frustrated and mediocre, getting a minus rating on fights.com. It's saying, everybody relax.
Right.
It's going to be okay and coming out and scoring.
Yeah.
And that's why Gino's up for one of our new awards. The other big thing that happened on Saturday, though, was the great Lindy Ruff went bonkers against the Red Wings in a classic tilt of Abdelkader,
right?
One of our personal favorite kind of guys that screws around, just pushed Lettinen into the goal, just knocked Lettinen basically out of the way,
right?
And then they scored.
Well,
Ruff had a beef.
That's how we're doing it. That's how we roll.
That was a very chippy, emotional game. You see when Lettinen just threw his stick and like cracked it on the post.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the and then the other. We'll get to that for the Gunnar
Zetterberg. Yeah.
Well, that was. Yeah.
The Jamie Benn sucker punch.
Yeah, Jamie Benn sucker punch Zetterberg.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
No.
Yeah.
How come that's not being spoken of? I feel like that should get more. You know, they were wrestling, and then Jamie Benn decides to punch Zetterberg in the face twice. He's concussed.
I like Jamie Benn, but that's uncalled for, A. And B, to the league, it's a legitimate headshot.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we got a concussion going there, and now we lose Zetterberg.
Yeah. And that's always my theory is, but see, because Ben's a star.
Yeah.
He's not Zetterberg yet.
Yeah, if that's Chris
Neal.
Now,
do you think they leave stars alone? You know, it's funny because I was talking to an ex-NBA player, and he was telling me that they pampered the stars in the NBA.
Well, that's the difference between the leagues, and that's why one is is big in the ratings, and one is on, versus or whatever.
Yeah.
No, because, here's what happened. Because when Michael Jordan was, scoring, they go, hey, let's make these rules so no one touches Jordan.
Yeah.
When Lemieux's winning, they're like, hey, let's make it so the Devils can trap easier. So Lemieux quit. He was sick of the quote-unquote garbage league.
Right.
But that's... The NHL is its own enemy because the NHL wants to sell to the world, hey, Canadian farm boys from Western Alberta can work hard and be third line wingers. As opposed to saying, hey, these sick ass guys from Russia are going to go through everybody and we should sell that because that's entertaining. But no, we'd rather have, Jamie Benn sucker punch Zetterberg.
Yeah,
I was.
That's what Canadian farm boys are,
Well, I like Jamie Benn, but I didn't like that.
No, why? The same way I hate when Kulikov hurt Sagan.
Yeah.
Same way, hey, why are you taking out the best players?
Yeah.
No one's ever bought a ticket to see Kulikov play hockey.
Well, that's
a few people may have bought a ticket to see Jamie Benn, but not nearly as many that paid to see Zetterberg.
Right.
Yeah. And now the ultimate, last night. Is breaking news is now we have Patrick Kane, who's arguably the most exciting player in hockey, is now out 2 months. But the hit was not much of anything.
No.
He just hit a bad rut. And you can't blame the kid for giving a little poke in the...
Just a little poke on the side. He went down weird near the boards.
It wasn't vicious.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
But at this time of year.
For everybody.
Yeah.
Huge loss.
For the league.
For all of us. Yeah. But if one team can absorb it, it's
that's true. But you hate to lose a guy like that right now.
No, I would 100%. But they do have Patrick Sharp on their fourth line.
Right. He'll step up. Assad, Shaw will step up.
Yeah, they're a loaded
Bickle.
Team.
Hossa. Yeah. But it's a huge loss. It's a huge loss. And it's a huge loss for the sport. Yeah. I want to see Kane play. See Kane do shootouts. He made Fleury cry.
Well, he is the most exciting player right now.
Yeah. He's got his hands. He's
downright scary.
Yeah, he's ridiculous.
That means Bickle's going to have to step up.
That's your boy.
Come on, Bickle.
The all-captain team.
Let's get it going, buddy.
the other big star that's out but of his own volition is David Krejci's out indefinitely.
Yeah.
He wanted to give Sheen a little bit of a cheap shot. Not a cheap shot, but kind of a little dirty.
Right.
Turn around, hit him when he's coming up ice, and he got the worst of it.
Yeah. I was thinking about this. Mike Richards in Boston to fill in a center spot might be something.
Now, does anybody go for that contract, though? That's the thing that's holding that guy.
I actually think Boston is more in the minds of tearing it. I mean, I heard that Chara is deadline, but the summer.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking to move. They're looking to move away. I heard Luch is up. Luch could be.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, yeah. Luch is. They might blow everything up there.
Who would you rather have, Yager or Lucic on the Penguins?
oh my God, that's like who do I? It's like what you know, whatever. What Miss American contestant? Yeah. Those are literally like my two favorite players in the league.
Yeah, that's a tough call.
And Gino, those two and Gino.
Well, they bring you different things, though. Luch kind of brings you some muscle.
You know what? Yeah, they do. You know what? Honestly, this is I don't even. That's. Why do we have you here? I love this guy. He's the best. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, who do I want for – who do I really
– like for a rental for the rest of this
season. For this season, Yager. For this season, Yager. But for like infinity, I'd take Luch.
Luch can help you in the playoffs.
Oh, Luch is
stab you in the groin again.
Yeah, he will. Yeah. You know,
well, I'll take Dale Weiss. Dale Weiss is the anti-Luchich. Right, but I'll tell you who I wanted to have. I'll tell you who I thought would be. This is who I thought we would get. I thought Vancouver would fall and we'd get Cassian, who's now on fire.
On fire.
That's who you've been trying to get.
Or the Wings. I think the Wings could have used Cassian.
Yep, Wings could use some size.
Yeah, we need some muscle.
One guy. Because think about it. We talk about this several times, but then you've been out doing rock and roll things that, you know, basically, you know, Luch ate the Red Wings lunch.
Right.
So what, you know, so the Canadians who basically got Dale Weiss for a stale sandwich, went and basically shoved it up Luch's butt.
Right.
And then the Canadians took it.
Yeah.
Where the Detroit needs one of those guys. Mm-hmm. They need a guy looking to stand up for Zetterberg.
Yeah. They need him. Back in the day, come on.
Oh, well,
you think Probert would have let that go down?
Honestly, Jamie Benn wouldn't have done that if Probert was there.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
No, he wouldn't have.
No.
I mean, there's a few guys. That's the thing. There's not too many. No one anymore doesn't do stuff like that. There's no goons like that anymore. McIntyre might have been like that when the Penguins had him for a year, but people were so afraid of him, no one fought him, so he was never dressed.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to be dressed to be feared as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. I had – this was back around your 93 team. I had a bunch of the Kings on my radio show, mm-hmm. and they were in there. And actually, it was before that. It was before 93. And they were talking about Probert, and they all said – we're afraid of that guy.
Yeah.
They're on my show, they were talking off air during the commercial, and they were all like, we're afraid of that dude.
Yeah. And that's the thing. There's no one like that anymore in the league. I mean, there's some people you might be afraid of, Matt Cook taking your knees out.
Right.
But
that's a different kind of
thing.
That's
what I mean. There's not like, oh my God, if I touch Zetterberg, Probert's coming.
Here comes Big Daddy.
Yeah. And quite frankly, they could use that. I mean,
the thing that was great about a guy like Probert is he could play too.
Oh, yeah.
He could score. And if you got a guy like that, that's.
Well, I mean,
every team needs it.
Luch is kind of close to that.
He's close to that.
He's not Probert, and I'm not even.
No, but he's that same kind of.
He's kind of close to because he can play. He's gonna be playing.
Yeah.
There's one guy who's kind of like that, but I can't think of it. I'm blanking out who I'm thinking of, but you know, Simmons is a little bit like that. No one wants to tango with Simmons,
right.
And he plays a fair game.
Yeah.
You know, but there's not too many of those guys around.
No, and there are you need a guy like that.
Yeah.
You know, to keep everybody honest. Well, I think that's Detroit's problem. They got so much talent on that team, but they don't have anybody that can scare.
They have a lot of like European danglers.
Yeah.
That's who I would go. You know, but it was funny as you say that, you know, they got guys, but then you see, but then like that's who takes a beating. He's a tough guy. Yeah. He hit the boards hard last night.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe because it went so fast. I didn't think that was Datsu.
Right. No.
He hit the board so hard. I'm like, oh my God.
Right. No, I saw that. I'm like, whoa, that's Doughty taking Datsu out right by the boards. That's great.
Did you see Datsu wheeling and dealing against the Ducks?
Oh my God.
Man, he was just all over the ice.
Yeah.
He's a witch.
Yeah. He is a witch.
He really is. I mean, and then Tatar and
Tatar's awesome.
Nyquist shootout goal.
That's my boy.
Nyquist shootout goal was ridiculous.
Yeah. Nyquist is. I love Nyquist.
Yeah. I see. Everyone said they need a defenseman. I think they need a second line thug of a winger.
Yeah.
Thug of a, you know who's funny is the Islanders got all of them.
Yeah.
No, because I'll tell you, Mark Martin, and he's in the good of the week strategy because I love Mark Martin. I'll look at the list when I do the thing, but he cheap shot at Tavares. My Matt Martin, broken nose in awe, went over and fought him.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It was the kid from the Capitals, the big guy.
Oh,
Wilson.
Yeah.
Tom Wilson's a big dude. And he went over just like, no, you're not hitting Tavares.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you got to do.
So you got to do. The guy's a broken nose, and he's still protect. I mean, that's
old
him and Clutterbuck, that third line with Cizikas, but Cizikas is hurt. The Islanders are for real.
40 and 20, I saw that record.
The Islanders are – I love the it's funny because probably no one in the old Patrick has ruined Penguins' lives more than the Islanders.
Probably not.
75, 82, 93, still my worst loss as a human being. And I still I love the Islanders. Yeah. Like, whereas the Rangers, they're our second natural rival. But, you know, I don't hate them. And the Capitals, like, Ovechkin, whatever. He's funny. Right. Like, whatever. It's fine. Like, I don't hate them, you know. Whatever. I don't, you know, it's like just the Flyers.
Yeah.
But really, it should be the Islanders. But here's some of the guys on deck on the trade move that we heard. We heard Keith Yandel and McCulloch, Zibanejad McCulloch, which I'm going to tell you, if you trade for Zibanejad McCulloch, you're better off getting an orange traffic cone. That's all he's going to do is sit there and get hit by the puck. I can't say anything.
Didn't like his time in Pittsburgh, huh?
Did not like his time at all in Pittsburgh. And
some teams could use a traffic cone.
Yeah, they could. Edmonton could use a traffic cone.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know,
can use a lot of things.
Keith Yandel, power play specialist guys. What do you think about Yandel?
Dean Lombardi really loves Keith Yandel.
Well, you know what, though? On the Kings, he's not a bad. Because the Kings are so big and tough up front that he's not as bad a choice as on, like, almost any other team he's been named to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. No, I think when he didn't make Team USA, Lombardi went into the committee and, like, lobbied for him for 2 hours. That's something I read.
Yeah,
like,
he likes Yandel.
He loves Yandel for some reason. So, I don't know. Maybe there's something there. I have no idea.
He didn't.
I don't know.
Who was the guy? Brian Burke. Remember, he hated, what's his name? The kid playing in Ottawa now.
Bobby Ryan.
Bobby Ryan. Yeah. He's like, the kid can't spell or whatever. It's like, what are you talking about? The guy has great hands.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm sure Disco would have put him on the fourth line anyway.
Oh, Disco, yeah.
And Babcock,
a mistake.
I think my favorite, I think the best coach pulled a Disco.
I know, that was weird.
Against the Blackhawks. He had the fourth line out with a minute left.
Right. Do you remember last year why we lost the Blackhawks in the playoffs? That one bad line shift.
One bad line. Well, you know what, though?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We might have lost anyway, but that was a bad line shift. And you don't expect that from a guy like Babcock. He's got everything dialed in.
Mm-hmm.
But do you blame the guys on the bench or the coach for a bad line change?
That's a tough one.
That's not the head coach's sort of area.
The guys are supposed to know, I think. But you know what? Ultimately, it falls
on
him.
Saber rattling like that, Captain's going to get him to go to Toronto.
No, I want to keep him.
I've never heard you say one bad thing about him.
Well, I only have two line shifts against him.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
But, I mean, literally, like, he had guys – I mean, he had Kalamazoo out there against with a minute left. I mean, that's a Disco maneuver. I mean, that's a
pretty good.
Grand Rapids.
That's a Disco Dan Craig Adams special right there.
Yeah, I mean, that was bad. That was bad. Well, I don't know if it falls – does it fall on the head coach?
On a line change, I feel like that's the assistant coach. That's the, sort of their. I don't know.
It's his fault that he had the third line on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
But on your scenario, when it was a bad line change, I mean, that's a guy should be ready to hop off the ice and to hop on the ice.
Right.
Well, that's what happened in that change.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
he didn't get the team on quick enough.
But, I mean, calling out number, I don't know how to look up and there's a – I mean, doesn't he just scream Datsuk in his sleep?
Datsuk
always – I mean, isn't that the first thing you do?
Did you get a Selke guy out there?
Yeah,
you
know? Just say Datsuk, you know?
You can't have your
– I mean, that you do, but I mean – I love Babcock. So, but anyway, that was his but anyway, so other traits, Sekera from Carolina, he would look good anywhere. He's a good defense. And Petri from Edmonton.
Yeah.
decent.
Yeah, I think
plugger.
He'd be good with the Kings.
Yeah, now, who do you think the Kings are going to get?
You know, I think it's going to be Sekera. I think it's going to be Andre Sekera. I saw a rumor that's Forbort and a fourth for Sekera. So that makes sense to me. Carolina's looking to rebuild.
Yeah.
Get a former first rounder. I'll be into it.
I think he'd be good.
Yeah, that'd be a good trade.
Well, you know, it's, I don't know. Like, McBain is coming around. McNabb is starting to play better. Voinoff might come back. He might get the Chargers dropped.
Were the Chargers dropped?
No, it might. Oh. He can come back. The Chargers could be dropped today, and he'll be on the ice tomorrow.
Yeah, and wow. it all counts against the cap.
Yeah.
That's why they're hamstrung, because if he comes back, they can't – they have his money. Right. I don't – when to get into, I mean, it was a pretty nasty. I don't think he's getting off the hook on that.
Right. I don't know either.
I kind of hope he doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah. But my thing though is, you know me. I'm not a Robin Reguerre guy.
Right. Me neither.
And Robin Reguerre, why did they win last year? Because Reguerre got hurt, and Greeny got to come back off the IR. Right. That's exactly why So I'd be.
I mean, he's fine. He's not hurting the team like I thought he would, but he's. Fine, like
the type of defenseman that when you play the big boys in June,
right?
He's gonna grab Kane when Kane's back. Kane's gonna dance him. He's gonna grab him. It's gonna be 2 minutes on the power play, and then I don't know. I just think Reguerre is great when you're playing in Ottawa. Mm-hmm. You know? But I don't know.
He got burned a couple of times by the Red Wings last night. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, because it's always Reguerre. When you look at who got danced, it's Reguerre.
Yeah.
Because, there's a reason why guys play 10 years in Calgary. It's my Erhoff theory.
Yeah, Calgary and Buffalo is where Reguerre played.
But, that's right.
Well, now, all right, Kings need defense. A lot of people do at this time.
Right.
I see the Kings going out of the box. I can't believe they signed Clifford, too.
Yeah.
But I thought the Kings would go out of the box and make a real hockey trade.
Right.
I think there's a lot of people left to get.
Right.
I think he's on the block now is not representative. I think getting Enroff and then Sagan hurt. Enroff was too late, and Sagan hurts him, and I think they're dropping. I think – the Avalanche know that their time is coming next year. They're going to get their big defenseman back who's been hurt all year. They're going to go out and get a defenseman is what they need.
And
there's a lot of guys that I think – I don't know. I mean, Trevor Daley is a great defenseman. Mm-hmm. He could be moved from Dallas. There's a couple guys on Stewart in Denver in the Avalanche. Yeah. He could go.
But who are they? Are Avalanche? Are they sellers now, or have
I think they will decided? Be Monday, right? Yeah,
right,
right. Yeah. I mean,
I think so too.
I think the Kings stepping up makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
I think now Minnesota's on the move. I think you're 10 back. I think you have to look as your Lindy Ruff or 8 back, and you're like, probably not going to happen.
Yeah,
why not? I mean,
taking up, yeah.
The guy Eric Cole. I think Eric Cole is playing. He's had resurgence this year.
Right.
I think he's the forward.
Hey, he could be the Red Wings piece. You know. Could be that tough forward.
Yeah, we need a tough forward. Yeah.
I think he'd be good on the Red Wings as a player. I don't know if he's. I think they still need a guy though.
Yeah.
You know who he just got hurt. It hurts me because I think he's another guy that would really work. But the Anaheim didn't want him much last year. Was a Stefan Robida.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's an old veteran. He's a winner.
Yeah.
And he just got hurt the other night, though. But, I just think guys are going to pop up. I think there's going to be a lot more movement. Like, everyone's like, Daniel Winnick. Daniel Winnick's not changing anybody's fortune. If you expect Daniel Winnick to change your fortune, then.
I was expecting a lot out of Winnick.
I mean, and Vermette.
Yeah.
I mean, Vermette's probably going to go to Boston. Player,
right.
Don't you think?
Yeah,
I think Vermette fits in for Krejci.
Yeah.
And
Krejci's out indefinitely, huh?
And I think Chiarelli is.
I think if they don't fill in for Krejci, I think Boston's out indefinitely.
Yeah.
It's funny these dynastic teams: Chicago, Boston, even the Kings a little bit. Sort of, I don't know.
It's true. Some of those teams have had a real rough year.
Yeah.
Tuluski could be a big pickup from Carolina. He can score.
He doesn't play any defense though.
But. No. But some teams that that don't need that exactly. St. Louis has been scoring.
Maybe Chicago.
maybe because of Kane.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate to see Kane. That just
yeah, that's sucks. Bad. So, who do you think the Kings get? The kid from Carolina?
I think it's going to be something like that, something just sort of safe. I think they like the core. They don't want to mess with anything.
Unless they get Toronto to bite on Richards.
Bag of pucks or picks.
No. Well, I think I think for the defense for the man,
Dion.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that'd be a great if they could do that.
You don't want Phaneuf?
I don't think so. No,
you don't want Phaneuf?
I don't know. Has he won ever? Your theory.
That's a good point. Well, you know what? He was part of that Calgary team with Iggy.
Right, that's true. You know. Well, so Sutter knows him, so it'll be up to Sutter, I think. Sutter actually drafted him.
Well, there's something to be said There's something to be said for defensemen that go down.
Right.
That go down. If he doesn't have to play, I mean, if it's Voinoff and Muzzin,
right,
and then he plays with Green,
mm-hmm.
or he plays with Muzzin,
yeah.
I mean, if he's not the, if he plays 15 minutes a game. Mm-hmm. Can go out there and be physical,
right?
And get in Perry's grill,
right?
And get in Getzlaff's grill, and get in Kane and Taze's grill.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you're not using Mike Richards,
right?
Well, that's my point. Yeah, you can't lose on that. Yeah,
you know what I mean? I mean,
it's the cap still, though. I think that's just the biggest.
It's
issue.
Just the money with him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But I mean, who? I mean,
I guess it's sort of comparable to both their salaries.
It's pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Martinez and Voinoff, that's huge. That's 3 and 4.
Well, Martinez is coming back, though.
I guess he could. It's concussion, so you never know with that kind of thing.
Well, that's – yeah.
But that's where they're hurting on defense.
Yeah, it's better. I mean, the last 8 games, it's like, okay, this is fine.
Anaheim's hurting too, man. Yeah. Votnin's out. We didn't make him Votnin's out. I wanted to make Goon of the Week 2 weeks ago. We got busy. I wanted to make the wall versus Bolesky.
Right.
Bolesky hit that wall so hard. And I love Bolesky was on fire.
Yeah.
And he hit that wall like me.
Right.
Like,
boom. When he make that noise, it's not good.
Right. Oh, yeah, he did, though. I mean, I don't know. I love Getzlaff and Perry. Getzlaff, such a man. Him and Perry. And now you see Kessler. Those guys are. And I can't believe they got rid of Smith Pelly. Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
You know, I read about that it was more about they wanted a left winger,
right?
And then Smith Pelly was a right wing. It's more of a positional. Say, you know, they're the same age. You score the same amount, and so it was just more about. They wanted a left winger, right? Right winger.
It makes sense. I watch a lot of Montreal games, and I never noticed that guy. Yeah. And you watch Anaheim, you know Smith Pelly a lot
for sure.
He gets in there. I mean, he's gonna be great. Montreal is really doing themselves.
That's a nice pickup.
He's doing a big thing.
Yeah,
should be locker room too. I don't know.
Are we gonna do a Goon of the Week?
Let's do all our features. Let's do all of our features now.
All right. We start with what?
Andrew can then take a break.
Andrew's been working hard over there.
Yeah, I know. He's got like triple shows. He's the man. He's our MVP. So now
junior high player.
He's the highest ranking, highest drafted guy we have in the room.
He is the highest.
Okay, so now first of all, I actually have elbowing in studio.
Yeah.
For the fantasy update.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look at elbowing coming in at 7.
Wow.
Not bad elbowing.
Yeah. Jeru Buckrab, maybe the best name ever.
Could be.
In fantasy hockey. Jumped ahead at Area 51.
Area 51.
Who's 2.5 back now. Anti Niemi, another good one's 4. And elbowing 7. You're
hanging in there.
Yeah, you're right there.
I finally changed my lineup after a couple of months of not looking at it, of neglecting it.
Yeah, that's so.
Did you notice that made a difference?
I mean, I'll find out. I did it last night. So I think I took I had somebody I was playing that was hurt. I'm like, okay, just sit this guy.
Yeah, sit him down. I had to throw over a couple catering tables. I walked in the room and said, nah, you're done. Prong or cap, another one of my favorites, 14-5. My 19 back, so we'll move along. Now, we had some insane save this week.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna let our guests pick them, but now we have our save of the week.
One of them's actually Jimmy Howard.
Yeah, I, you know what's funny is I could have picked about 50, I had five Howards I marked.
Right.
And then I had to pick one. So Jimmy Howard on the stopping the Kane slapper.
Right.
Yeah, that was big.
That was huge. We had our buddy John Gibson, Pittsburgh boy, stopping one off the mask from Steven Stamkos.
That was Hasek style. Did he do it like that, where he purposefully did it?
Yeah. We have
that looked like a tough hard shot.
We have the great Tuukka Rask on Mr. Taves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a great one. And then my two favorite was just last night, hot off the press, Ramo stopped T.J. Miller.
That was great.
I mean, just the save style.
Desperation.
Yeah. Put it on a stamp. That really might be the save of the year. And then, because you always got to throw in the man, the myth, the legend, Jonathan Quick. Mm-hmm. You probably remember this when he stopped the Michaels, the Tangay on the power play.
Oh, right.
That was grand theft larceny. Yeah. Mr. Galvez, I guess you're going to go with
great.
I'm going to go with the Ramo one.
Oh,
Look
at that. Okay. Team player there.
Yeah. That was just more impressive and. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
I like Quick Save, though. That was nice.
That was a good one.
I heard that. I was listening to that on the radio, and Nixon was freaking out. I'm like, I got to see what happened. You
know. Well, it shows that he's back.
Yeah. No.
Oh, yeah. Tracking he's back under two. That's a big deal. All right. Now we have our favorite, the longest running one we've ever done. Here we go.
All right,
the infamous Goon of the Week. Goon of the Week. Here we go. Now we have Mr. Reeves, the big man. Reeves crushed my man, Milan Lucic. I mean, that was literally the biggest collision in NHL history. It was man.
Saying a lot.
Yeah, you would not want to be in the middle of that. And it was great. I mean, Lucic was like, that was a good hit. Like, I'm not messing with the Reeves. Reeves is kind of, we were talking about guys that kind of set the tone, but you know, no one
wants to face that guy.
No.
He's a monster. He's a truck.
Yeah. And he's a good dude. That's the thing. John Scott's just an ass.
Right.
Yeah. Like people, and that, like 5 foot guy knocked Scott out. Remember that?
I love that.
Love it. Love it. Tuukka Rask swinging the stick in anger and then hitting Versteeg. that was poor.
Do you remember, it takes me back to that time where Keith Ballard swung and he was trying to break a stick. He missed the post and he hit Vokoun in the ear and sliced his ear off.
Yeah.
Like, I think that should be a elite. I don't know. Swinging against the post. I don't know about that.
Yeah. He shot the ear all the way across the.
We have the aforementioned Krejci trying to kind of sucker Steen into a back check and getting the worst of it. We did have a guy from St. Louis get hit. Caron hit Oshie, and then Lindholm, not a fighter, stood up for him.
Right.
And that's always a tap of the stick.
Stood up for him.
Yeah. Now we have the other aforementioned Wilson hit Tavares, then answers to Mr. Martin.
Mm-hmm.
I love Matt Martin. He's a kid look as a player. And then McQuaid versus Carcillo. Just old-fashioned, good old-fashioned. McQuaid's a tough.
McQuaid's huge, the 6'5".
Yeah, he's
Carcillo
tough.
Never loses a fight either. Yeah. Never. He's gonna be on the open market. I did in the summer too. He's gonna make if what's his name, the old Penguin. If Niskanen made like $60 million on the open market, how much is McQuaid worth?
Come on, McQuaid.
McQuaid? They're not gonna be able to afford any of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
We take him.
Boston's against.
You take him in a heartbeat.
Oh yeah.
But that Russian kid's doing good for you now, though.
I know.
You know,
like McQuaid's toughness.
Yeah, you do. You do. Everyone does. You got the Ben Zetterberg. And then one I really liked was Brett Burns. And I love Antoine Roussel.
Yep.
He's a prick, but I love him. He's a good one. He's not a go after the knee guy.
Right,
he's an old Yarko Ruutu kind of prick.
Mm-hmm.
But he answered the bell to Burns, and Burns lit him up.
Burns is a good man. Yeah.
Burns is a big man. He's a big man
with
bad intentions.
Yeah.
So who would you like there, Mr.
The one I did see was the Ben sucker punching Zetterberg.
Oh, we can't have that one.
Oh, that's
it. Okay, no. Then it would have to be, I think, since the ones I did see, the Rask swings the stick.
Okay, and the captain's choice?
My choice is Reeves crushing Luch.
You're still mad at Luch.
You really
you should go out and get Luch, is what you should. That would be the end.
We had Luch, forget it.
Forget all about the groin stab.
I don't care.
How about that line? Dad suit, Nyquist, and Luch.
Gotta love
Luch
that.
Luch is going right to the crease.
You gotta love that.
I would love it. I would love it.
Man, if we could get him, that would be.
Yeah.
Now, here could be the possible olive branch. This is our newest award. We've only done a couple of weeks. Kind of the MVP of the week, the man of the match. The man on the silver mountain.
Yeah, come on, that's Dio.
So we have Gino, the everyone relax. Right. I'm gonna lead. Mm-hmm. We have the great Pavel Daksut, the witch.
The wizard.
This week.
We
have a Zach Cassian.
Right.
Who I think is an eight game goal streak.
Unreal. Just
absolutely
playing great.
The other thing against that was we gave it to a Canuck last week. So I don't know if we can.
You can't do it again.
Jonathan Quick.
Who he saved
Quick,
back.
He's Quick, back. Quick, he's back. I mean, back. Now here is my olive branch to the state of Minnesota. Because he wasn't around when your team laid down like a bunch of dogs, giving it to Mr. Dubinek.
Devin Dubinek.
Yeah. So that's my vote.
That's good.
That's your olive branch.
Mr. Galvez.
I got to go with John Quick.
Yeah, John.
Just because he's got a lot. He's got a lot to prove.
And you didn't go through the save of the week, so we'll give you yours.
I'm going Datsuk.
You got to go with the witch. Come on, man. You got
to
go with
the
witch.
No one looks better out there.
You got to go with the witch.
No one looks better.
Scary.
I'm saving my Dio Award for Malkin for June. I'll do it when it matters. He tells everyone to relax.
All right.
I loved it. Oh, Gino, I loved it. So let's take a quick look at the standings.
Yeah.
And I really think Vancouver, though, you know, Tanev's hurt. I love BX. The BX is hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Bonino just came back.
Yeah.
Bo Horvat. I mean, where'd this guy come from?
Oh, you know, he was
hiding under Johnny Hockey's cape. I mean, literally, where'd he come from?
No. I remember when the Canucks drafted him, like, oh, this is going to be a good center for them. And it turned out good.
So that makes the Pacific. I mean, the captain always likes to.
San Jose in fifth. I like seeing that in the Pacific. Oh, it's great to see. Love that.
Yep. Love that. So let's talk about some of the bubble teams.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Who gets in of these bubble teams? Which conference are we talking? Well, let's go with the East first. Let's start with the East.
East has a better record than the West this year. Right now,
yeah, that's surprising. Do you think that
you know why? Because Edmonton and Arizona stink.
Yeah, that's
no,
true.
I mean, that's literally no. why.
Do you think they've closed the gap talent wise, though?
Edmonton's just a mess.
I'm talking about the West in general.
No, I really don't. I mean, they're all beating each other up,
I think.
Yeah, barring barbecue rearing his ugly head, I mean, I'd take Anaheim, the Kings. The Blackhawks, and Nashville over anybody in the East. And I love Montreal.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like Nashville is going to be one of those number one seed, lose in the first round kind of teams. Just coasting throughout the whole year, you know, like winning 4 out of 5 games and then getting to the playoffs and not knowing what to do.
It's one of those if they drop game one and then got to go to Winnipeg.
Right.
You know, Winnipeg, they'll be going nutso. It'll be nutso. Rene's good, though, but we'll see. You know, maybe James will score a goal that matters. Maybe Ribeiro will come out of it. I mean, the thing that makes me think that Nashville's for real is they have, like, four really good defense.
Oh, man. And probably the top four best.
Shea Weber and Yossi, that pairing is Roman probably Yossi, the best pairing.
Right.
And
Ryan Ellis.
Yeah.
And the first round.
Seth Jones. I mean, they can play the whole game. I mean, you know, and Shea Weber is, I mean, thank God the Flyers didn't get him. They put that bonus offer out.
Thank God.
I mean, Shea Weber is a man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know.
I think that's Doughty's favorite defenseman in the league is Shea Weber. You said it.
Yeah. Even guys like Doughty can have a man crush. That's all. Yeah. I mean, Shea Weber's
pretty awesome.
Shea Weber just does it all. I mean, I'll tell you that, I mean, you know, look out for the Philadelphia Flyers in the East.
Really?
I'll tell you. Well, you know, they got that 40-year-old goaltender, Led Zeppelin. Yeah, they got, you know, they got a, it's truly like a Zeppelin reunion show. I mean, well, it's better than Ray Emery. Well, you know, I mean, the thing is Florida.
They're coming on.
Florida, you know, they're trading off. They traded Bergenheim. I mean, I know we won it out, but.
Florida's had a nice little run here. Do they get in the playoffs?
No, they don't get in.
I don't think so. But I think Boston's in a free fall.
Yeah,
I think Boston will sneak and finish eighth.
You think? I think Boston.
I think they've got the core, and
I think Boston needs to make a trade for. I think Boston needs a defenseman.
Yeah. Losing Boychuk really hurt.
If not, I know for nothing.
Yeah. It's just all cap.
And they could have just moved. I mean, it was like when you do something really stupid and then you wish you never. It was like a quick second reaction. Like if the guy just would have said, you know what, why don't I pick up the phone and maybe trade Seidenberg?
Right. Yeah.
As opposed to, well, let's just get rid of Boychuk.
Yeah, that's easier. Right.
It's just easier to waive Boychuk. But well, you know, I don't know. I think the Flyers, Tiemannin, who I crack up at the fact they think he has heart. I saw Chris Kunitz hit him in one shift and knock him out of the playoffs. So don't tell me team. If they can trade Tiemannin and get something for him.
God, he's a 44, isn't he? Something like that? How old
he's
is he?
He's 40-something. Like, I had blood clots. He's always getting like old man injuries.
See, to me, that's
he fell and cracked his hip.
Right.
Tiemannin. But the thing about he's a leader.
To me, that's young, 44. Now, all right, so who's your big surprise Cinderella team for the playoffs? And then we got to wrap this up.
Cinderella team.
Who do you think? Surprises everyone.
Gosh. I'll say Minnesota.
I don't know.
I don't know why, but I
don't think it's a. I don't think it's a surprise, but I think the Islanders. If they win the Atlantic, I don't know. If they win the Metro, I don't know if it's because they're a surprise, but.
Right.
I just think they're solid the whole way through.
They almost through the Penguins last year, right?
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
And it's Tavares' time to shine.
It is.
They get a Pozo back?
Mm-hmm.
They got Vitnovsky on board now. I trust Halak. I really do. I trust Halak.
Chad Johnson's not a bad backup.
No. I think Halak versus Price.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right.
The old Canadian versus the new Canadian.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But will this New York team take him out like the Rangers did last year?
All right. We got to wrap it up. We've got another show coming up right after ours. But you know what, guys? This is really a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Jose, great to see you, man.
Good to see you guys.
And great input on the show.
He's the best.
He knows what he's talking
right
about.
Right in the heat.
And he came right from Levi Stadium. right here. It's pretty amazing. Well, Joe Bartnik, this was a good show.
Yes.
And a lot of excitement coming up. In
fun
the world
times.
Of hockey.
Fun.
Yeah, it's trade deadline. Monday.
Next week will be everything will have already gone down. So everybody out there, you know, this is Christmas for us hockey fans.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
Who you want? Under my tree? I want Jaromir Jagr.
And you know who I want? FNUF.
Yeah, you want FNUF on there?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good fit.
Yeah.
I want the Kings to sign Toffoli and Pearson. And Jones. And I don't need anybody.
That's all you care about?
Yeah, that's all I care about.
You're getting nothing for Christmas.
No. I just want the guys we have.
There you go.
Any Ozma gifts?
We're playing South by Southwest.
March 16th.
Awesome, man. Beautiful.
So,
March 16th.
March 16th, 4 o'clock at Brush Square. So,
right on.
Congratulations, man. Good for you.
That's sweet.
I'm
doing Huntington Beach. I'm back on stage tomorrow night at Huntington Beach.
Awesome. All right, that'll be cool.
So we'll see.
You're back.
I'm taking it very slowly.
You're coming back, man. You're off the DL.
Not at the prime. I'm like, you know, like bands, like they go play like somewhere. They play Erie before they play Real City.
Yeah, I'm
playing Huntington Beach.
A little warm up.
A little warm up.
It's like for the Dodgers, you play at Rancho Cook.
Yeah, see if I can stand up for a half hour.
You can do it.
Yeah, I'm sure I can. The captain, KLOS.
And I'm on there on Sunday night, 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. Please check it out. Love having the puck off. Fans, check out the KLOS show.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you, Jose.
Dane Cook is my guest.
Dane Cook this week. Awesome.
I've heard of him.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in.
Worries.
I mean, he literally comes in.
Thank you, buddy.
A long drive. If you know L.A., it's a long drive. He comes in, and we really appreciate it.
We do.
Great job, Andrew.
Andrew, thank you.
On the board.
The junior high star. And thanks for joining us on Puck Off. Guys, we're out.